Hey everyone, this is just a quick intro for this episode. This is part two of episode 123, which I recorded live on Get Vocal with the guys of Podeskew. I figured, you know what, I wasn't planning on using the full hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever it was. But I figured, you know what, there might be something interesting in there for that last hour that you guys might dig. So here's part two of which was episode 123.
We should like go and like hang out with Todd.
Whoa, it's Todd.
Yeah.
Todd's even cooler than we thought.
Boys, I'm looking for a fella who goes by the name of Todd.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
Todd would make like a good manager or something.
Todd roll.
Welcome to another episode of the 206 Geek Podcast with your host Todd, the 206 Geek.
Believing that's amazing.
It's impressive for sure. I mean, we have something around like 2,800 downloads lifetime on the server we're at right now. And I'm willing to bet that like 1,200 of those is Jay. So, you know, like.
She just sits there and refreshes and deletes everything and re-downloads everything every day.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if it counts just downloads or streams. And she streams it. She goes back and replays a lot of the episodes like over and over again. And look, we love her for it. Don't get us wrong. That's not meant as a dig on Jay, okay. But like if it's counting per stream, the bulk of our numbers are coming out of Australia. You know,
when it says plays, I think that includes streams as well as downloads.
It doesn't though. That's the thing. Ours doesn't say it says download. It actually says download. So I don't know if it's counting.
Oh really? Okay.
So I don't know if it's counting streams or not. It may not. I don't know.
Well, I know that Anchor FM and Spotify are either in the same company, owned by the same company, or Spotify owns Anchor. I think one of the two.
Okay.
So like when you set up a podcast on Anchor, one of the first things that comes up is setting up your Spotify thing for your podcast, so you can also log into Spotify and see your stats as well from there. But
I've been trying to get that through Chartable, if you're familiar with that, but I'm having trouble with that. I'm actually not real happy with Spotify right now. Like I'm not to the point where I'm like talking about pulling the show, but like, so Chartable logs into my Spotify with my permission. Like I provided the login information for Podeskew to Chartable so they could go in and pull data metrics so that we can see what we're doing, right? And apparently, and they pull every morning. I get two emails a day from Chartable by design. And apparently that pissed off Spotify. So Spotify emailed me and goes, "You've had these illegal attempts to get into your account. You now must change your password. Must." Not like, hey, if this isn't legit, you should. It was, no, you have to. So I contacted customer support on Spotify. And I was like, hey, I authorize this. This is allowed. We are wanting this to happen. I don't want to change my password. And they were like, oh, well, too late. You have to.
Yeah, that's probably a system setup thing too.
But there should be a way to revert. The problem that I have is there's no way then for customer service or tech support or whatever you want to call it to go, okay, well, no, they're saying this is okay. Let's undo this you know what I mean? Like undo this forced password change.
Yeah.
And then like when I was talking to somebody, at Spotify and I'm like, I'm not happy about this. And they're like, well, we get it, but you still have to do it. And then they said, and then Todd, they had the balls to send me a customer service survey. Did I rate it as low as humanly possible?
I actually recently I recently tried switching my phone service to another carrier, and went to their website, put in the IMEI for my phone to see if it was compatible and everything. And, oh, yeah, go ahead, let's switch over. So I went through the process of setting up an account with their site and everything else, and they said that, you know, and they had to send me a SIM card for my phone, put the SIM card in, and immediately goes, this is not a SIM card for this network. I was like, okay, well, maybe I need to manually input some information, because I've done that before. This phone works on multiple networks. So I call them up, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, your phone isn't compatible. I was like, well, yeah, it is, because your website said it was. So either your website is, you know, having problems, and or you're trying a new phone, because that was his next suggestion was, well, maybe we should hook you up. Maybe we should, you know, get you a different phone. I was like, I don't want a new phone. This phone works just fine.
Right.
Nothing wrong with this phone. It works on the LTE network. So and at the beginning of the call says, you know, at the end of this call, there's going to be a survey. You know, we'll ask you to do it. And I told him, I was like, look, at the end of this call, when I get asked to do the survey, you're not getting a good review.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the flip side of that, without getting a whole customer service discussion, if I talk to somebody who is phenomenal and really helpful, even, you know what, like, I don't even care if maybe you don't always solve my problem, because sometimes you can't, right? Sometimes it's just not solvable. But
right.
If you do everything you can and you're pleasant and you're empathetic and you want to help my problem, whether you can ultimately solve it or not, I will legit say, hey, can I talk to your manager? Not because I'm upset. And I will even stress this when I say, right. I'm like, I'm not upset with you. You did an amazing job. I want to make sure your manager knows you did an amazing job, because I spent 4 years in a cubicle farm customer service job. And I know what it's like, how ungrateful people can be on the
other side. Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know, so.
And I told him the same thing. I was like, look, dude, I've done your job. I've been the guy that helps people with these things. And I've tried everything I know to do to get things working. That's why I'm calling you. And that's why I fished through the phone tree, which was like 18 layers deep, to get to a live person.
Right.
You know, press this. Okay, press this. If that doesn't work, do you want to talk to a live person? Yes!
Give a blood sample, send your DNA in, do a retina scan.
If it's your firstborn child, yeah.
You know, like...
they give the usual terms of service for, you know, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
But, But, I've totally done that. And, yeah, it's... and like I said, with I've had... Since I've been podcasting, I even did my own hosting. I had a WordPress site where I had uploaded the MP3s to my website host and did it from there. That became expensive, so I stopped doing that.
Yeah, I can imagine. If you don't mind me asking, Todd, because honestly, we're exploring that for the future of OddPods, not like next month, but for the down the road future. How much was that costing you to do that?
Well, I mean, it was. Luckily, the plan I had, I didn't have a problem initially because I wasn't getting a lot of downloads. But when I started getting a lot of downloads, that's when they started like getting notifications that you're almost out of bandwidth for your website.
Okay,
and that's when I decided, you know what, I need to get myself an actual host for the podcast. And I did SoundCloud for like a year. I paid for a whole year's worth of SoundCloud. SoundCloud is not bad. It really isn't.
Super Mr. Brothers were on there for a while. They have a lot of negative to say, but I guess it depends on your experience. You know what I mean? So
it depends on. I don't know why I didn't have any issues with it.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm saying, like, to each show, they might have their own, you know, different experiences. So I'm not saying you're right or they're right or whatever.
Well, I'm just saying they may have had expectations that I didn't. I didn't have any expectations other than uploading them to the server. I didn't expect to be able to do anything specific other than just putting my MP3s up for people to download from the RSS feed.
Right.
So,
right.
Now they may have wanted like better analytics because the analytics weren't great, but
no,
for what they were, they were not terrible.
Their thing had something to do with you said you did a year. Did you pay the year up front or did you pay monthly as you went along?
I paid a whole year up front, and then after that year, I started going monthly, and it was like 15 a month.
Okay, so they were paying the monthly, and apparently, like, if you needed a month off or whatever, like, let's say you had a personal thing you had to deal with, so you chose not to upload for that month, so you also didn't pay. Apparently, with SoundCloud, you could do that in terms of not paying, but then it also meant that any of your back catalog was unavailable to any of your listeners.
That's what
irked them off about it. Like, they didn't care. They didn't care that, like, okay, you can't upload new stuff. They got that. That made sense. But, like, the fact that the back catalog wasn't available.
Because they only allowed you, when you had a free account, you only got, like, 3.5 hours, 4 hours worth of.
Yeah.
Of
per month. Content. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, we were exploring that.
And then I went over to Spreaker for a bit. Spreaker was kind of cool because they would make a video from your MP3 and then upload it to a YouTube channel that you have tied to your account, which was kind of slick. But I didn't get enough people going over to YouTube for that to be a thing, so it wasn't really that big a deal for me. Plus, the few times I had music on my podcast, my videos would always get flagged.
Well, that's anywhere you go, though, you know, so.
But, and then I discovered Hear This At, which is hearthis.at. It's a German website, completely free. It's very similar in as far as, like, the type of content you find. It's very similar to, like, SoundCloud. That it's for people who upload like their own music or make their own mixes or whatever. And there was also the functionality. It's the functionality of a podcast is almost like an afterthought because it's not really designed. It's not really well designed for podcasters. It's there for podcasters as well. But I did that one for you.
That's what's interesting about Get Vocal. Like, I love this format, so I'm not shitting on Get Vocal because I love having this option as a. But see, they see themselves, at least from what I can tell, they see themselves as a platform for podcasting. I don't see this as a podcasting platform. I see it as a companion piece and a great one, and I love having it as a companion piece.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah, this I've never considered vlogs as podcasts.
No, there are some out there that I think are. I don't feel like Get Vocal qualifies, and it's not a shot at Get Vocal because I think it's I think it's a very unique platform. I think it's a platform. Something I know that we're very happy to be on. Don't get me wrong. Like, I really to Luke's point, it's very social. That's what I like about it.
Yes.
The only thing.
No, I'm not. In no way am I like taking a crap on Get Vocal at all.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great platform for what it is, but as a whole, I don't see it as a podcast platform.
Right.
I see it as a video creator platform,
right.
And it's more for people who are into doing things like YouTube and like video content on like Instagram or TikTok. It's more for that kind of crowd than it is for podcasters. Because podcasts, at least historically anyway, has been audio only. This is a great way for people to connect and be able to not be in the same place and still record a show. Fantastic for that.
Yeah, but see, Rico and I do the same thing. I mean, Rico and I do the same thing through Skype and still record the podcast. You know what I mean? The flat out old traditional podcast. So, I mean, it can be done. Yeah. It can be done the right way. But no, but again, and just in case Kira or anyone's watching, which I highly doubt, with no disrespect to Utah, because I don't think they watch any of it. Like, I don't think it's a you thing.
I don't think they watch this. Yeah.
Especially because they're so focused on 2.0 at this point. You know what I mean? But like, I love this as a companion. Like, I see this as a valuable tool to help the podcast. So like,
definitely.
Well, I don't see it as a podcast platform. I know that's what they want it to be. And I get why they want it to be that, but it's not. But it's a great, great companion piece. And I still I push people here all the time, whether or not they you know. I haven't been lately because you're not. It's harder to get in right now because they're doing a transition from the current platform we're on now to the new one. Right. So I haven't been pushing it lately, but I will be again once the new platform launches and we can, you know.
I will. Yeah, same here. I will definitely be pushing when 2.0 comes out. You know, it's a lot of growing pains with this platform, but I think it's a worthwhile platform, and I'm definitely going to stay over here as much as I can.
Oh, yeah. No, they're already accepting. I know they are already accepting applications for 2.0. I know that because – and the reason why I know that is because Mark is really thinking about doing a show now over here. Yeah. To have his own show. I Todd, real quick, and don't say any of it out loud, but I did send you – via Twitter the one we got invited to.
Okay, I will not say it out loud, but I will read your message. Hold on.
Yeah. That's all. You can read it and comment to it, but just don't say it. That's all I'm asking.
Oh yeah, I won't. I can respect that. All right. Loading messages. I don't know why the internet's being so laggy today.
You are laggier than you have been since you got the new thing. I mean, it's not as bad as it has been, but.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, that's. That, yeah. I hadn't heard of
the secondary version of it, for lack of a better phrase.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's expensive. Yeah. And B, generally, your best bet of getting into it is getting invited like we were. You know what I mean? Because then you get to bypass some of those requirements.
I think the reason why you guys got invited because you're a network. Because you have so many people getting content.
I think so, but a couple of the shows have been invited individually, and I don't think that they realized they were all part of the OddPod. Like, and some of them were before they were even OddPods people. I know that because like one, I won't, again, I can't say who, but one of the shows is already on that platform already. So, you know, yeah. But I get what you're saying. Look, I think you're right though. Cause I think well, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this without giving away who it is. They have a very major competitor that's of the same. Cause do you know who the parent company is of that organization?
I don't, but I can Google it. Hold on.
Okay, if you don't find it, I can say it in a very roundabout way.
You can also DM me too.
It centers around an organ of the body. If you can figure that out.
Oh, really?
That's the parent company. So I and you, I think you can imagine who their major competitor is, and it's not a fruit. So I have a feeling they're trying to compete with that, and by bringing on, you know, networks like us. You know what, Jay? You're right. All of OddPods, I think, should be on Get Vocal, but I don't know that all the shows would do as well as Rico and I. I just don't feel like it fit all. I mean, as great as all the shows are, and they are, I love all the OddPod shows. I wouldn't have them on the network if I didn't. But I think some of them aren't designed for video. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Rico and I make the joke that we both have faces for radio, and I still maintain that. It's one of the reasons why I DJ. But at the same time, our content seems to fit this platform. I don't know that something like Because Fuck You, That's Why, as great as Smoke is, and Smoke is fantastic on camera. He's better than we are by far. But I don't think that his show as an overall piece fits well in this medium. I think if Smoke came on and did his own separate thing to help promote Because Fuck You, That's Why, that would work. But I think if they came on and did the show here, I don't think it would flop. I don't think it would work well. I think it would actually flop, honestly. And that's not a shot at those guys, because I think their show is fantastic. But I just don't think that it translates over. So if that's any kind of indication, Jay, and I think there's a couple other shows that fall into that same category on the network. Well, again, great shows. I don't think they would work here. I'll tell you right now, We're actively courting Body Count and Jessica and Body Count. We're actively trying to get them over to Odd Pods right now, and that may happen. I can't.
Well, that would be awesome if you can get them over. I remember you asking her to join, you know, when we first started doing Get Vocal, and she said the only way that she would join your network is if someone was to edit her show.
And what do you think I've been working on ever since she said those words? Trying to figure out who the hell has the time to edit her shit, because if we can find someone to do it. But here's the other thing, and Jess has said this publicly, so I don't think I'm even saying anything out of turn. She has seen in the short time that this, I mean, listen, I'm not trying to get arrogant, Todd, and I think you know me. I hope you know me better than that. But, like, Odd Pods has been around since August. I mean, are we the world's biggest thing? Not by a long shot. But have we grown substantially from August till now at the beginning of 2021? Yeah, we've done a lot in 5 months' time. And I think Jess has seen some of that. And she's now seeing that and going, okay, like, this is a place I want to be. So we're working out minutiae shit like you're talking about the editing, you know, like who the hell is going to edit her show for her, you know, but right. You know, stuff like that needs to, so I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but we're definitely trying. And for the record, Todd, we are actually going to be starting our affiliate. I'll share this with you because there's no secrets here. We're starting our affiliate program next month. What the affiliate program does for you is, It the best way to describe it is a trial period. It's your trial period to see if you like what you have with the network, if we like what you have as a show. It's for both sides. So it's both, you know, like we could love you as a show and you could hate us as a network and be like, you know, and go off. So like it's not a one-sided thing by any means. And what it's going to allow you to do is get a feel for how Odd Pods functions. And if we like you, and you like us. And then we offer you, and then depending on how that goes, we offer you a full-time slot, like a full membership one, where then you start earning, if we earn revenue, you earn revenue and things like that. And there's going to be different tiers, and the tiers are going to be based on when you join the network. So that's not, it's not a like, oh, well, we don't think your show is as good, so you're on this tier. It's not based on that. It's based on like tier two is X amount of shows, and I don't have a number there. I'm not even hiding anything. We haven't figured that number out, but let's just say 10 for our conversation right now, right? So tier two, 10 shows, and then tier three might be another 10 shows, and tier four would be the next 10 shows. And there's opportunities to move around in those tiers, depending on if someone drops off, you know, like, or if, you know, it's not even going to affect like things like revenue. Like tier three is not necessarily going to make less than tier two. It's just so that we know who's where, you know, that way we don't have like 50 shows all fighting for the same space. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any kind of sense, like,
right.
You know, we brought these shows in on tier two, so they're the oldest. And where that's really going to come into effect is that we, right now, our contracts don't have anything like a non-compete clause. We think someday we might need something like that. So maybe the closer you get to the first tier, maybe your non-compete is not as long as the tier below you, kind of thing. And you can earn your way up. Like, it's never going to be like tier two would only be 10 shows. It could eventually become 15 or 20 or 30, you know, or more. But
the non-compete for what, though? I don't understand.
And again, Todd, these are things that we're still really hashing out. So I'm using that at a high, very high level. But it would be like, if we get to a big enough level, maybe we don't want you going to another network for 3 months. Like, we're not going to ask you for some ridiculous amount of time. I'll give you a very good example. We were on a network, and this is one of the reasons why we left the network. We went to Informed Odd Pods, is because we were on a network where we were getting almost no support, almost no ad revenue. And then and our contract came up because we signed a year contract. And when the new contract came out, they were like, okay, you're a non-compete now. If you leave the network, you can't be on any other network for a year. And that was all networks. So that included like your major ones. Like if Spotify came to us, now I don't think it would have happened, but if Spotify came to Podesque, guess what? That non-compete would have said we couldn't join them. Or maybe more likely like Smodcast, you know, Smodco or something like that. We couldn't have joined any of that. You know what I mean? Right. I don't think that's anywhere as likely as Spotify.
I personally am not worried about like that kind of thing, because I don't know if I would even join a network, to be honest with you. The last time I got offered to be a part of anything, it was an internet radio show or an internet radio thing. It was called Renegade Radio, and they spelled Renegade wrong too, which kind of bothered me. But
it might have been a branding thing. Someone else might have already had the proper spelling. I mean, I could, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was. But this guy, I mean, he just, he's, I don't care if I'm talking shit about this guy, because he was smarmy. He was slimy. He was just everything you'd think about, like, a used car salesman or someone who's trying to sell you a bill of goods, and you're not getting anything out of it. That's how I felt with this guy. And he wanted me to promote the shit out of his radio, but I didn't see any promotion for my show on his radio. So I was just like,
And so that's where, I mean, listen, without sounding like I'm trying to court your show right now, because we're not ready to expand yet, right? We're not expanding to anybody, you know, like Jess is a one off because she's making 11,000 downloads an episode. I mean, come on.
That's
a smart business decision. That's not a personal, you know what I mean? So,
And I wouldn't expect anybody wanting to add my show to their network, because I don't get that many downloads.
No, but it's to us, it's not about download numbers. I mean, yes, that's good, right? But here's the thing: if I'll give you a really good example, actually, I'll use body count, right? If Jess and Bethany and Kara got 11,000 downloads an episode, but the quality and content of their show was terrible, it wouldn't matter to me how many downloads they have. You know what I mean? It is a mixture. You know, you have to have good content and sound quality. And to me, you know how important sound quality is to me. Now, unfortunately for shows, that's not just up to me. It's up to the collective, right? Because we run things as a collective. But it is, if you have good quality, and good quality is subjective, of course. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, but what I mean is, like, as long as you don't sound like you're talking through a coffee can, on a piece of thing, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you get good quality and you got good content, and we see potential for growth, it doesn't matter if you have 5 downloads or 5,000 downloads. Let's bring you in and let's see what we can do to help you involve, right? And then as far as promotion goes, there's a clause in our contract, and clause is the wrong word. Bear with me. I'm a little drunk, so bear with me here. But there's a condition. Condition's probably the better word. There's a condition within the contract that you, as a member of Odd Pods, run promos for every show on the network, at least one per episode. Now, you don't have to run as we grow, you're not going to have to run like 30 promos. But each episode, you have to run a promo for a show. So your show, should the 206 Geek ever become a member of Odd Pods, and I'm not saying it can't or that it won't, but should we ever decide to offer the slot to you and you take it, you would go into that rotation, and as such, you would get promos on. Now, as we grow and we get into different categories like true crime and entertainment, maybe you won't be on body count, not because you don't deserve it, but just because it doesn't fit the right,
it's not the right genre of podcast.
Exactly. So, I mean, maybe as we grow, that'll happen. I don't know yet. We're not there, so I can't speak to it. But but there's a condition that if you're on the network, you're going to run a promo. So you're going to get that promotion. And there's also a condition that if you're on the network, you're going to at least retweet. You don't have to quote tweet. You don't have to come up with something witty every time, but you're going to at least hit that retweet button every time one of the network shows put something out. You're going to take 10 seconds. And we actually have a chat group with it in Twitter that we all post in so that they're easier to find. You know what?
I have something for you guys that you might find useful. Are you familiar with the If Then website?
No.
It's ifttt.com, I think. And it's one of those websites that it's if this happens, then do this. And you can set up I don't know what the terminology is. Essentially, it's like a skill on Alexa where you say, if this happens, then this happens. You can set it up so that if a certain phrase on this, if someone uses this hashtag or something posts on this channel or this Twitter account, then do this. And you can set it up to either retweet or respond. Like, for example, when your DJ Twitter account followed my podcast page, it immediately said, thank you for following me, right? That wasn't me.
Okay. You know what, Todd? I mean, that's good to know, but I got to be, my personal, this is just a personal opinion, right? So it's not against you or anything like that. those automatic responses almost always, now coming from yours, I would have ignored it because I know who you are, right? But like in general, those automatic responses almost always turn me off because then it makes me feel like it's like a bot of some sort as opposed to like a real human being or a real organization.
But what I'm saying is you can have it set so if someone was to tweet something and it sees that tweet and if it's follows the rules, I believe you can have it set to automatically retweet from
right.
that
well,
person.
That would be, yeah.
So now you're not having to pay that close attention to Twitter. I mean, I've been on Twitter more in the last few months because of you guys than I have in the entire time I've had.
Yeah,
my
we're known to do that to people.
I legit only use Twitter as a place to like read. I have that if then website set up to automatically share things from my Facebook page over to Twitter because I have more followers on Twitter than I do
as
Facebook.
Most people do, to be honest. I think that's most people. I mean, we're actually already creeping up on 3,100. Which
nice.
Is crazy.
I think I have just under 1,000 followers on Twitter, and I have about 730 something people on Facebook.
And that's
so.
That's a funny thing to me. And it's not about you, but it's about us. So like Podeskew is at 30. It's like 3,060 something right now is I think where we're at on Twitter followers, right? Which blows my goddamn mind that we've got that many followers on Twitter, but that's a different conversation, right? But personally,
right.
I have something like 780 something, and Rico's got like 400 something. So together, we don't even have half of his numbers. And what makes me laugh about that is that on almost every pod, almost every Podeskew tweet, I can't say 100% because I'm sure I fucked it up a couple times. I always tag Rico and I. Like, I don't say us generally. I usually say Rico's handle and my handle. Like, I don't say us or we. I specifically do that, hoping that would people who see those tweets are like, oh, well, those are the hosts. Click, follow. And it's not working.
Right. And that's the other thing is like, when I tweeted about Pod Askew, I tagged both of you on top of
most of our faithful, and I would include you in that, but like Jay Kateri, you know, as other examples, Jess, as another one, you know, you guys all do it, and it's great, and that's the other thing that blows my mind too is Jess has got a ridiculous amount of followers because like let's be honest, she's got a good show, and she's attractive. I mean, I'm not going to lie. She's a good looking, you know, it's not me saying anything inappropriate or anything. She would take that as a compliment. I know she would. And yet she does that. And we don't get any of the, like, I don't even need all of it, but give me some of the overflow from that for God's sakes. I mean, come on. Like, and we don't get any of it, but that's okay. Yeah. And
she doesn't have a face for radio is what you're saying.
She should be on television. She should be on.
You know what? The first time I saw her, she actually kind of reminded me of I can't think of her name. The woman who played Alyssa Jones.
Oh, Joey Lauren Adams? She's a blonde, though.
I mean, besides the hair color. If you don't pay attention to the hair color, or you give Joey Lauren Adams blonde hair.
You give
I think there's some
hair.
Similarities in her looks.
Yeah. I don't think her face is as square. I mean, and this is not a dog on Joey Lauren Adams because I had a crush on her forever. So I'm not saying anything bad on her. But like, and actually, when I found out Kevin was dating her for a while, I was like, motherfucker. Because how did that fucker get Joey Lauren Adams? I mean, no respect, disrespect to Kev, but Jesus.
He's clearly like, I think honestly with when it comes to Kevin and the women that we know that he's had relations with, his personality probably
the
helps.
The famous people that I know he's had relations with is and Famous is loose on one of them, with all respect to her, but Joey's one of them. That's not the one who's loose. The other one, loose meaning loosely like Famous, not loose like slutty. And the other one is Schwalbach. Schwalbach is, and honestly, with all respect to Schwalbach, I think Joey Lauren Adams is
She's gorgeous. Yeah. No, his wife is gorgeous.
Yeah, but I would be no Joey question. Over Schwalbach. I mean, she is pretty, but I would.
No, they're both. I honestly, I've often thought it's like he dated up.
Oh yeah,
both times. How did he fucking do that? I mean, it has to be either he's lying about the size of his dick, or he's just that fucking funny.
I honestly think he's genuine. I think he's that genuine. I think he's that funny. I think that's how, at least for Schwalbach. I can't speak to Joey, but I think that's how he landed Schwalbach. And Luke, you're right. I agree 100%. I agree 100% with Luke.
When it comes to social media, actually, anytime you're on internet, if your profile shows a female, you're automatically gonna get a bunch.
I know a girl. We when I say we, and you might even know her too, Todd. So, but when I say we, I mean like Rico and I and Jay, because Jay definitely knows who I'm talking about. We have a friend who's, for lack of a better description, wife, and I only say it that way because it's a very complicated, it's an open situation, but I don't feel like getting into the nuts and bolts of it tonight. But his wife, she's got four different Twitter profiles, one for each of her personalities. And that's not her being schizophrenic. Shit. Like, she's created these characters that she then goes with, right? Each of them have at least 2,000 followers. Her main profile, I think, is close to 6. And she's got an OnlyFans profile that's making ridiculous fucking money. She's got it. We'll put it this way. She quit her job.
Yeah.
And Jay, Jay knows exactly what I'm talking about. And if she needs a clue, I'll say this much. It's fruit related. That's all I'll say. And if she can put the math together, Jay is smart enough to know what I'm talking about.
And like I said last week in that clip that I posted all over, because I thought it was hilarious. Plus, I posted that link because I got such a great reaction out of Rico, and he laughed really hard.
Todd, for what it's worth, I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to say something to you earlier tonight, so I apologize for not earlier. But we actually, when you posted that last week, I was not upset ever at any point. There was no point where I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, there was no point where that happened. But when I pulled it up and saw what part you clipped, I laughed out loud and watched it like 4 times. And I was there. You know, so, you know, like.
Yeah. No, his reaction was the best part of that clip. His laughter was, in fact, the more times I listen to that or watch that clip, I laugh every single time he starts laughing.
Rico has legitimately what I call an infectious laugh. That phrase I've heard multiple times, but Rico legit has one of those infectious laughs. And when he gets into, and there's a difference between when he's like, for lack of a better phrase, chuckling at something or flat out laughing. When he's flat out laughing at something, you can't help but laugh with him because it just, yeah.
And the thing is, when I said that got that first laughter was me being self-deprecating, where it was just like, if I had an OnlyFans, I would end up having to pay people to be on my OnlyFans. Not that I was spending money on other people.
No. I can't speak for anyone else, but that came very clear across the joke you were going. Yeah.
Oh, okay. After I listened to it a couple times, like, maybe if they thought I was spending money
That's why I told the story I told, because it lined up with your joke. It wasn't the same thing, because I don't have OnlyFans, but it was the same kind of thing. Yeah. So, It was a good pull. Yeah. It was a good call, Todd, and it was a good pull to put it out. I was perfectly fine with it. Rico was perfectly fine with it. We actually, before we started last week's episode that's coming out on Monday, we actually had a nice laugh about it. Not just that what was said, but the fact that you then found it that entertaining to pull it and post it. Not that we were laughing at you, but just that we were like, that's funny. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah. No, I just I was like, as soon as that happens, like, I need to isolate this audio. I could have probably just isolated the video and just posted that, but I was like, you know, I'm gonna post just the audio from this.
I think not having the video actually gave it more somehow. I don't know how that makes sense, but it felt like it actually gave it more in some capacity. Because
I wanted to find a video of just me just looking all disheveled or whatever, and I think the picture you picked was
from that video. Yeah. It looked like you just grabbed it still from that video.
It's not. It's from something else entirely, but it's from the same camera. So yeah.
I thought it was perfect. And honestly, I'll put it this way. I think having only the video expanded on it because it made the listener or the viewer, however you want to call it, feel like they missed something by not actually being there. Whereas if you had posted the video, it would have been like, oh, okay, now I'm watching a rerun. And it still would have been funny. And people probably still laughed at it, but I think by not having the video, I think it like I said, it gave it that much more pull.
Well, the software I used to make that is the same software I use for recording my normal podcast. In the last update that the guy created, he made it so that it will generate using images you have on the app, and then it will generate like sound visualizations and you can also set it so it's in a specific formatting or resolution, so I can save it in a format that will work for like Instagram and shit, or I could save it as in a format for YouTube or whatever. It takes for fucking ever for anything longer than like 5-6 minutes because it has to render the whole thing. You know, all the little animations and stuff. I wish I had a newer iPad. Maybe then it would generate faster.
I don't mean to derail it, but apparently nobody hit the Mega Millions tonight. Do you want to know what the thing is at now? It's $1 billion if you win this thing.
Dude.
$1 billion? $1 billion.
$2. Well, how much is a ticket? $2. Well, I think I know what I'm doing tomorrow.
That's crazy to me. I by the way, I wanted to ask you, and this is going to sound very self-serving, and it's not meant to, so I apologize for that. But what did you think of the show that I sent you?
Good. I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed all the music on there. Yeah, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I think I got about halfway through before I had other things I had to do. So I'm going to go back and finish listening to it. But yeah, so far what I heard was
good,
awesome.
Good, man. I'll say this. Like, and I don't do this often, and I certainly won't going forward. But like at the very end, I got on my soapbox a little bit at the end. But not in a – and Jay was there. Okay. So she can back me up on this. I didn't get on there like I'm right, like my opinion is right. I got on there like – because what I didn't share on the show, and I'll share it with you, and I'll share it to anyone who's listening now, I took some behind-the-scenes flack for doing a political-based show, because they were all political-based, like, songs. You know what I mean? And I took some flack because I did it in honor of the fact that we do now have a new president. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. I lean a direction with that. I personally lean a direction with that. I didn't do that with the show. Like, I specifically tried not to lean one way or the other with the music. I just picked songs that fit the category.
Right.
And I took some behind the scenes crap for that. Like, some pretty heavy behind the scenes crap for that. It is, but I handled it. And so at the end of the show, I said something to the effect of, and I still want you to hear it, because I think again, me not being arrogant, I think it was one of the better things I've kind of said on any platform I've been on. I said, like, this is not about leaning left. It's not about leaning right. It's about the fact that we're all human beings, both of the city of this country and of this world. And if we can come a little more together, we're all going to be in a better place. And I don't think that's exactly what I said, but that's something to the effect of what I said. And,
gotcha.
Of course, yeah, because I generally don't remember what I said, but you haven't heard it yet, so
I'm saying in general, I don't remember the things I say until I listen to it again.
Sounds like, Luke, that Thanks, Luke.
Yeah,
I should have a flag with a sickle and a hammer behind me, but that's a different conversation. but yeah, no, I you know, so yeah, the part of the end is something I'm really kind of proud of saying, and I'm not gonna keep addressing it. As far as I'm concerned, it's a dead issue, and when I do my show tomorrow night, it's like it never happened, and off we go, and you know, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, you know what? I was actually kind of bummed that I missed the show. I'm glad you sent it to me, because like literally that day, like the night before, I was up till fuck. I was up till like 3 or 4 in the morning. Actually, I was up till about 2:30, and then around 4 a.m., my uncle says, "Hey, Todd, you still giving me a ride?" I'm like, "What? Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm ready." So I was basically running on like 2 hours of sleep. I drove him like an hour and a half one way to his doctor's appointment, and then hung out for several hours. Slept in my car, or at least for an hour in the car. And when I got home, I was so exhausted because when I slept in my car, I didn't have my CPAP machine. So I didn't really get 2 hours of sleep. I probably had like 20 minutes. So I put on my mask after I played some video games for about an hour or two after I got home. I was so tired I couldn't focus on the game. So I just passed out. And when I woke up, it was like 10:30 at night.
No, it's all right. I mean, I don't take that stuff personally. I love having as many listeners as I can, but like I made a joke in the chat room about, and not the IRC one, but the other one of the other ones that we have, about I broke my streak. Because up to that point, I'd had at least 10 listeners for every show. Now I've only had what? That's the other thing that blows my mind, Todd. I'm not even a month in, technically, yet. I'm not even a month in, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, it feels like I've been doing this for a year. I know, and not in a bad way, but it feels like I've been doing it for a year already. So, you know. It's crazy. I can't wait till I'm really excited about tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is going to be, I mean, if you end up, you know, falling asleep or whatever, I get that. But like, if you can make it, dude,
that's not going to happen again. I'm not having to get up at 4 in the morning anytime soon. So it's not going to happen again.
So as I said in the last one that I sent you, it's probably the most diverse one that I put together, the most diverse list that I put together. Cause there's, I don't know if you got that far, but there's an Eminem song somewhere in that list.
Yeah. I think it's
and maybe if you want to have a discussion about this, we can, but to me, Eminem to a degree, while it's not metal, I'm not going to pretend that it is. It's got the same vibe. It's as intense. It's as hard hitting, you know?
Oh, definitely.
And that's why I like DMX too. DMX is very much the same way. DMX is very much in your face, even though it's rap music. You know what I mean? So that's what I like about him. Anyway, that one was very diverse in terms of you had some Eminem and you had some Linkin Park and you had, you know, all the, and, you know, even though it was covers, it was still Public Enemy and things like that, which I don't think you've gotten to yet, but there's covers of Public, there's two covers of Public, there's back-to-back covers of Public Enemy towards the end of the show.
Nice.
But I'll tell you this, but it's not spoiling the song. The one is Korn and Exhibit and the other one's Stain and Limp Bizkit. So it's still like.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I played one of those songs today.
I played the Stain and Limp Bizkit one today, but they're both. Yeah.
No, I know. I actually used to have that album. Today's
pre-show music was all clips from the longer show I did on Tuesday, because I'm still kind of, but I went in, instead of playing the whole 2 hours, because I didn't want to do that, I cherry picked some of my favorites from throughout the 2 hours and put it together into like 20-30 minutes. But anyway, but this one coming up on, I have it up right now, and Jay's gonna love this because she's listening. It's gonna start playing and I don't want it to do that. Okay. It is, with the drops, it's 44 tracks. So, you know, the drops are like the little, hey, we're on Radio Airways, whatever. It's 44 tracks, but it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. And for those that are familiar with radio, the drops, the longest drop I think we have is 45 seconds. So, like, do the math there. The bulk of this is, I'm going to say there's 40 songs worth of music on here, you know. It's gonna be in your. And it's hard and it's heavy. And like, if you remember, I said on the last show, I did some palate cleanser. So like, you'd have these like four or five heavy songs, and then it'd be something soft like Come Together or America by Simon Garfunkel, which are good songs, but it kind of like cleanses the palate for the next block. You're not getting any of that. This is literally going to be 2 hours and 20 minutes of just in your face, fuck you. And I'm excited to play it. I really am excited to play it. Celeste has been helping me with it a little bit. She's fantastic. I don't know how well you, I mean, obviously I think you know her just from coming over to the station, but she's really been a huge help through the whole thing. So I'm hoping you'll be there. I'm hoping Kay will be there. I know Kateri will be there. I know Jay won't be in the chat room, but she'll be listening for damn sure. I heard one of the songs tonight. You heard that, and it was actually. And I don't know if you got that far into the set, but it was on the playlist on Tuesday.
Nice. I didn't know they actually.
They don't cover. Todd, I can't play it because you're recording. I don't want to do that to you, but.
Well, that's 10 minutes left. I can hit stop now.